Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Emmy of Straight Curve. Emmy is the world's first curvy supermodel whose courage and beauty has helped revolutionize the fashion industry. Can you feel it now? Over the next segment, Emmy will talk about her new documentary, which explores issues of body image and society's standards of beauty in Straight Curve, airing only on Epix. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to avoid the straight and narrow, feel free to throw us a curve as we shudder our one-dimensional past in order to develop a brand new image in the present. Emmy, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you, Jim. It's very nice to be a part of the TV Time Machine.
Now, Emmy, tell us what Straight Curve is all about.
Straight Curve is going to debunk myths about full-figured models. It's going to shed light on eating disorders and the number one killer of any psychiatric diagnosis of the pressure for young girls to be ultra-thin. And it's going to shed light on why the fashion industry is so exclusionary instead of inclusive of women above a size 12. You're going to see a beautiful array of women of different ages, of different sizes, of different hues of color, photographed by Anastasia Garcia. And you're not going to look at, it's not going to pop up on for you as saying women of size. You're going to look at beautiful women. So the documentary, Straight Curve, is here and created to ask questions, to get us to talk, to shed light on some dark places that people really, really don't feel comfortable talking about, but it's time to do so.
Right. 90% of women and girls say that they don't feel represented by the fashion industry or media. So in light of that, who then are those industries representing?
Good question, Jim. That's a really good question. So I think that, you know, it's been you know, in advertising, in an old model, it's no longer working because women are becoming more empowered to use the powerful device in their hand, their phones, on all different social platforms. They can initiate a movement by a press of a button if a store is having the wrong imagery, or women that are way too thin and it's detrimental to the people who are buying the clothes, or if it's unrealistic or whatever, they could press a button and say, don't shop there for 2 weeks and that company will go down. So companies are now starting to say, what if we cannot push her to the limit in making her feel badly about herself, to push her to buy the product that had this 98% failure rate built into it, all the diets that fail, that if you take this or you eat this or you wear this, you're going to feel X, Y, and Z. And if you have been doing that as advertisers for companies and you have not been supplying the demand for 100 million women that are above a size 12, and you push them and push them and push them, something's going to break. And you no longer can use that way of getting women to do what you want when you want them, raising that carrot higher and higher. She's going to cut off that string and say, not for me anymore. Thank you very much. I'm going elsewhere. And that's what's happening today.
Right. So how damaging can unrealistic standards of beauty be for women and girls? What are some of the effects?
It's eating disorders is the number one killer of any psychiatric diagnosis. And on the other side of it, we have a bipolar epidemic going on with eating disorders on one side and obesity on the other. Now, there's many reasons for both. There's never, ever one reason for an eating disorder or one reason for obesity. But there must be a similar thread in one thing. If we in the society see only one image of beauty, that is so highly damaging when you look around and you see your Latina sisters, your African-American sisters, your Asian sisters, and your and all in between, your Caucasian sisters, and you only see the thin white ideal. It affects the Caucasian women, too. If they aren't that particular size, then they do everything they possibly can to stay away from the fear of fat. So if you're not seeing your image at all being represented, then you think, well, am I beautiful? or am I, what do I need to do? Then all the creams to do whatever, to reduce this, increase that, you sell. But at this day and age, those kind of gimmicks to try and push all women through the same portal is not working. And that's what businesses are suddenly saying, whoa, what happened? You know, wow, it's changed. And it's because the consumer changed the game.
Right. And it wasn't always that way. Back in the day, the ideal beauty type was Marilyn Monroe and Jane Mansfield, Raquel Welch. How and why did that change?
Wish I knew the answer. I think that, you know, one of the impetuses it had to be fashion was very much, they were the exception, right? The Jane Mansfields and the Raquel Welches, they were seen as and Marilyn Monroe, they were seen as the sex idols. But they were extremely, it was rare to see women that were like that in mainstream. When you go into the 60s and Twiggy hit the scene, and the diet-related industry came in full force, and fat-free foods came into full force in the 70s, and all the craziness of marketing and the big engine of how do we get her to buy what we want her to buy. Well, you know, the drive for thinness was so strong in all advertising across the board after the 60s that it really took us down a really dangerous road. And now, today, I have to say that I'm very thankful to social media, to being as strong as it is on one side. On the other side, with the filters for Instagram and with the push for the young kids to look different than what they really are, it takes parents to be involved and to talk to them and say, hey, you know what? Let's limit the time that we have on social media and remember walking with your eyes up and looking at nature instead of in your device.
Right.
Connect with people again. So that's also the good part of social media and the negative part of social media, that there is now a chance for change to happen. And Straight Curve is that wonderful conversation piece that is going to actually shake the foundation to a few of the industries to have us all take a look at what damage we're doing by showing only the very, very ultra thin. Today, we've got full figured models that are so beautiful. They train, they work out, they're naturally curvy. When I was an athlete, a Division I athlete at Syracuse, I was invited to Olympic trials. When I did BMI, I was considered obese.
Wow.
I was a big, big time athlete. So I know a lot of the athletes that are training and are heralded for the work that they do are on the BMI, seen as obese. So this is yet an archaic standard of health measurement that needs to be changed, and research has to be done to really get to a good place to understand that all fat is not bad. You know, stop saying that. And we don't want to cripple the next generation like we've been crippled in the past.
Well, as you alluded to, there has been progress recently in terms of diversity in the modeling and fashion industry. So how much progress has been made, and where do things still need to improve?
So the progress has been made with companies that have gotten very specific, highlighting full-figured models in campaigns, opening their aperture and extending their sizes beyond a size 12 in department stores, and in campaigns, having campaigns with the classic sense of a size 4 and 6 and 0 model with a size 12, 14, and 16 model. It's now happening much more often than ever before. So that's a very, very positive. In campaigns, spokespeople are now, you see beautiful reflections of women that have curves, and they're not ashamed. They're proudly standing tall. The areas that need to have improvement is what's happening in the home. The conversations of mothers to herself while she's standing in front of the mirror, the true acceptance of who she is instead of just saying that her butt's too big, her boobs are too small, her tummy is too small, too big, whatever it's going to be, to stop body bashing herself. Because when she does that, or when the husband does that to the wife, or the husband has his own body image and self-esteem issues, that filters down to children, to the next generation. And until we can have family units that celebrate being kind, compassionate, helpful, forward-thinking, outside of the size of your body equating value, the what you eat, if it's good and bad, to stop doing that, but leading healthily by eating 3 square meals and snacks and not eating out of emotional distress, working out for the joy and fun of keeping your body healthy, but really leaning on the value-driven assets of individuals in the family and leaning on that, that's when the future business owners around the conference room tables will have inclusive conversations of images being in all campaigns, but of course, without it being exclusionary. And that's when change can really, really happen.
And Emmy, where can people find out more about yourself and Straight Curve online?
Thank you so much. Well, you can go on to straightcurvefilm.com for more information, and you can take a look at the Straight Curve film on Epix. And if you'd like to learn more about me, please go on to Emmy Style, EmmyStyle.com, and sign up for a newsletter.
Emmy, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you, Jim.